You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and like the dude just said, just plain right, man. We are covering down on North Alabama with all the local, state, and national issues, giving you the things you need to have those water cooler conversations so you can go out there, stand in the fast food line, or talk to your friends at Sunday school and know what is happening in the world around you. All right, so I'm finishing up this segment on hashtag AL Politics, number two on the Triple Dipper. You had a caller. What was that during the break there, bud? Boomer?
Yeah, a caller was just calling in. He said, what happens to the AEA if the Federal Department of Education was removed?
You mean like if we did away with the U.S. Department of Education?
Yeah, if we did away with the Department of Education.
They're a union, man. They won't go away. They're not tied to there being a Department of Education. They're the unionization of the employees. So I feel certain that the AEA is likely to stay. Now, the question is going to be, will the rank and file recognize that the AEA does not support what the average Alabamian does support? I mean, we did several things back in the day. The AEA, one of the reasons why they had such control was they had so much money. One of the reasons they had so much money, and Boomer, this is going to be amazing for you. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the teachers union used to have actual dues collection as part of the paycheck. The state would actually process and write a check to the AEA every payday. It was pretty much mandatory to join the union as an employee of the State Department of Education. And then on top of that, the state would then make that a part of your payroll deductions, like your payroll taxes and your insurance or whatever else. And then the state would cut a check to the AEA. And so we put an end to that.
Wow.
I mean, so one of the first things we did was said, you know what? Our state employees are not here for you, union bosses.
Absolutely.
And so we made it so that they had to do what was called a voluntary election. And if you want to support your union, that is certainly your right. That is you can do that. But guess what? You're going to mail your own freaking check.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the public dollar paying for your dues collection on your union.
Wow.
And they fought that one. Fought that one hard. And the other thing we had to do several things. Like, they had so many carve outs in the law that were just for them. I know that being an educator in Alabama is not a high dollar profession. I mean, it's just not. I mean, it's a public service position. You're not supposed to get rich being a teacher, but nonetheless, I'm okay with them getting paid a good living wage. Well, part of that is you give them a benefits package, right? Except that they had an extra retirement plan called the DROP plan, the Deferred Retirement Option Plan, and what it basically was, hit retirement, and if you'll stay in longer. Like, instead of teaching 20 years and quitting, if you'll teach for 25, 30 years, we will, like, exponentially increase your retirement. Like, wow, like, exponentially. Like, it was almost gross how big some of these retirement portfolios were. Well, guess what the AEA had? They had a special carve-out in the law that even though they weren't technically employees, they got to participate in the state retirement plan for teachers.
That retirement plan?
Including the DROP plan.
Whoa.
When the whole thing, we were able to, when Republicans took charge of the legislature in 2010, coming into the 2011 legislative session, we were able for the first time to order that they had to provide to us the listings of how the DROP plan looked, who was getting what. You know who the two biggest recipients, like they had both had $1 million pension plans. You know who they were? Paul Hubbert and Joe Perkins, the two heads of the teachers union. Had the two biggest retirement plans in the entire system. So there they were fighting and lobbying to get it. Know what they were doing? Protecting themselves. Yeah.
Wow.
It was on and on. It was so many things like that. It was unbelievable.
That's nuts. That blows my mind. I did not know that.
No, it was stuff that, I thought I was a well-read constituent. You know, I tried to keep up with stuff. And when I ran for office, I felt like I ran at least knowing a little bit. God. I got down to Montgomery. I was like, holy crap. How long has this been going on? You know, it was just unreal. But folks, same old ain't going to work. And I would say that across all party lines. And let me just go ahead and step aside from talking about the AEA and Joe Perkins and all that kind of stuff. Let me go down this road. So Anthony Daniels from Huntsville, the minority leader in the House, is a good dude. He's a very well-respected individual. He is somebody who, when I was there as a conservative Republican senator, if I needed to talk to somebody from Huntsville in the delegation, it didn't matter that he was in the opposite party. Anthony Daniels is the kind of guy that'll work with you. We need people in both parties that can do that, and I'm fine with that. At the same time, though, those party leaders, they've got to be trustworthy. And I'm a big fan right now of John Wall and the way he is running the state Republican Party. I was a big fan of Terry Latham before that. But here's the thing. The Democrat Party is failing as a party right now in Alabama. There are no statewide candidates in the Democrat Party for the most part, almost at all. And those that are not viable. And then on top of that, you almost can't even keep the lights turned on at the Democrat Party headquarters. They're almost so insolvent. They don't have enough money to get through this year right now. They're relying, article I've got here from 1819 News, actually, again, that majority of their donors are from out of state because in state there's no support for them. A part of that's leadership. Here's the thing. When Chris England, State Representative Chris England, took over as the party chairman, I did a podcast for the old 1819 podcast that we used to have at the Alabama Policy Institute. And I had Chris England come on. Chris England is a sharp dude. He's a lawyer in Tuscaloosa, and he's an ardent Democrat. He's a true believer. But I always knew as a state senator, when I went to talk to a committee where Chris England was on that committee, I'd better have my act together because he was going to question me. He was going to ask me questions and make me defend my position. And I'm okay with that. I really expected more out of that, him being party leader. Chris England took over, and it just didn't go anywhere, and I can't explain that. But I talked to him on my podcast two years ago, I guess. And I told him then, and I reassert now, that the only thing that's going to drive the Republican Party back to conservatism is a strong Democrat party in Alabama. I don't want strong Democrats, but I recognize what happens is you play up to your competition. Right now, Republicans are able to get fat and lazy because they have no competition. Anybody can be an R because there ain't no Ds. Anybody can say, I'm a conservative, but ain't nobody there to challenge them on the floor of the House or Senate because there's hardly any Democrats left. Out of the 35-member body of the Alabama State Senate, I think only five or six are Democrats now. 10 years ago, they had a supermajority. So here's the thing. I don't want to see these parties that are... I'm a Republican. I have been for years. I've been a member. I'm still a member of the State Republican Executive Committee. I was a party chairman in Etowah County. I was a elected Republican state senator. I've been involved in the party for years and years. I am unabashedly, you know, Republican as a personal, that's where I am. The principles that I stand on are conservatism. And the conservative principles of governance, limited government, strong families, low taxation, standing up for traditional values, those are eroding even within our own Republican Party because of the moderate base that's allowed to continue to grow. And we will not have a conservative Republican Party until the Alabama Democrat Party gains strength. I don't want it to happen, but yet I also recognize we play up to the quality of our competition. And right now there's no competition. And so it's like players on a football field. If you know you're going out there against a good team, you get your game face on. If you know you're going out there to play the Bush Leagues, you stretch out a little bit, throw the ball a couple times, go on the field, see what happens. And that's kind of where we are right now. And we got to pony up a little bit here. We got to recognize Joe Perkins, by the way, he may be a party boss, but what I'm concerned is where he's going to take that party. And Republicans, you better get your game face on and stop being squishy. We have got to make sure that we are prepared to play up to our competition. And that means putting people in office who look for conservative principles that the party says it stands on. Man, that was just like a whole other monologue, bud. That was totally unplanned, but there you have it. Tell you what, I'm going to end that one right there. Boomer, take us to a break, man, before I get off on another diatribe. Boomer, what do you let me just run off at the mouth for like that? Oh, yeah, it's a radio show. Okay, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more. We'll be right back.